You might like to turn in your Bible, if you would please, to the book of Genesis and chapter 1. Genesis and chapter 1. Perhaps we can look to the Lord in prayer. And our God and Father, we do just that. Thank you very much. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen. In our looking on this special day, I want you to go back in your thinking, if you would, without turning there, all kinds of places. But remember that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, in their wonderful agreement to produce, to glorify them, to glorify God's wonderful person. God is going to go and create, and based on that, we've shared the basis of all of that, is that the Lamb of God, before the foundation of the world, is to be slain. God the Son agrees with God the Father and God the Holy Ghost to die on the cross, to pay. Now, there are no angels, there's nothing. But God, in his wonderful management, providence, goes and has a wonderful plan to have Christ born in Bethlehem of Judea, to die on the cross, to rise again, and to be the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That's the plan. Now, so therefore, I want to be mindful, and you want to be, I hope, mindful of what? That before anything, you exist in the heart and mind of God. And God, that's why you're sitting here. God saw you and created you here and now. God did that. God did that, and Christ, knowing Adam's sin and all of that, hang on, God did that for you. So therefore, to start with, I want to understand if I'm a breathing human being. I want to understand that I am here because God, in his wonderful, awesome person, created me and died for me before I ever existed. So I'm going to work, school, home, coming, going, easy, hard, much, little, but I'm here. I want to understand that. I'm not here by accident. I'm not here by evolution. I'm here by the direct heart and mind of God to create me. Who? God creates us. That's number one. Number two, God created us in a very special way. And in Genesis chapter 1, you are going to recall, if I may, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God, in his wonderful heart and mind, went and created us to be able to enjoy him in a very special way. He gave us body, soul, and spirit, and we're able to enjoy God's wonderful person. And God made us so that when he looks at that which he made, he sees himself, image and likeness. Think of a mirror, and the mirror is out in front of you, and you look in the mirror. The mirror is created for you to see yourself. God created Adam and Eve God wanted to look and find himself in them. they would represent him in a most unique way, like angels cannot do. But humans are created for a very special purpose. Humans are. We aren't like angels at all. Angels are way up spirit beings. No competition with them. Nope, we're just special. So God made us in his image and likeness for a wonderful purpose, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God created us, humans, to be able to enjoy his wonderful creation. And that means land, sea, and in the air. God, you created all of the awesome animal life and bird life and fish life that is all extinct now. And all of life is becoming extinct. You realize that. Everything is, but it's all there in ways, multiple fashion that blows our mind away. Thousands of spiders and everything. Wow. God, you did all that so that we're to be the custodians of that piece of property called earth and to occupy it and rule it. That's right. And that's why when the Lord comes, he recovers what? He recovers the lordship. He is the Lord of the earth, which we forfeited in Adam's sin, and the devil took it over. So he's the prince, the ruler of the power of the air. He's the god of this world, the devil. But God has made it so the wonderful man slain before the foundation of the world is going to have it all back together and demonstrate he is Lord of lords and King of kings. He rules all, which could have been. But Adam's sin came along. Now, so having said that, Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and you understand that. And in the process, God knew all that, and God provides a wonderful, wonderful Savior, Genesis 3:15. And God provides a Savior and a seed of the woman, and the devil's going to come along and crucify him, but he's going to go to the cross and... he and God is going to take care of the devil, and the devil's going to try to take care of the Lord by way of crucifixion. Now, in the process, Adam and Eve believed God in a most wonderful way, and therefore we have in verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve. Why? Because she was the mother of all living. The word Eve means living, living one. From the verb to be, to exist. A living one. Eve, the living one. No question about life. And unto Adam also, and to his wife, I want to finish verse 20. Eve, and because she was the mother, and the word mother means to support, to sustain. The mother supports the baby. Mother supports, sustains. So use all kinds of different ways in history. You've read in your history, mother, the mother city. When you're reading history, you'll see the mother city, the main city, etc. Now, so she's the mother. Eve, living, mother, support. Now they're looking at each other. There are no... anything, what are you going to see? Nothing, just the two of them and God, just the two of them. But they believe. She's the mother of all living, the mother. And therefore, remember Genesis 1 and 28, they're to multiply and replenish the earth. That's the whole point, to cover the earth with humans, to demonstrate. Because here's the ball, third planet from the sun spinning around. And that planet is to demonstrate to all the angels the wonderment in every corner of God's wonderful, wonderful person in a most wonderful way. Now, and she's the mother of all living. Now, and so she supports. And so therefore, we are all God. We're in, you're there, we're here in front of you. And you have us in mind before anything is created. I do. Secondly, all of us are from Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, male and female created he them. She's the mother, father of all living. God, we're in the line of Adam. Is that important? Absolutely. You have to understand that you're part of the, we sing the hymn, family of God. You're part of humanity. That's awesome. Because God created us, our names there as it were, before anything. And God, you made us in the likeness of Adam and Eve. Male and female created, you created us, male and female. Marriage, mother, father. Now, in the as we proceed, keep in mind, so that in all of us are in the line of Adam, we're all born of a woman. Remember Genesis 3:15? The seed of a woman, not the seed of a man, the seed of the woman is going to come. So she's the mother, Genesis 3:20-21. She's the mother of all living. So all of you, like it or not, have a mother. No matter what's, I don't know what, no matter what, you all have a mother. Now, that's an awesome thing to have a mother. It is. But do you know, we're going to pick it up here in a minute. What's missing? We've lost the basics. Basically, we've lost the basics of our human existence for lots of reasons. And Mother's Day is no way like it used to be. It isn't even understood like it used to be. Do you understand that? Say, no, I don't. No, I don't. That's because you weren't there. You weren't there. And mother is no more like it used to be. It isn't that mothers aren't mothers. It's just the ableness to put it together is missing. Now, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, so over, if you would please, to Luke. Luke in chapter 1. And Luke chapter 1, may I remind you, and it's important, I want you to, don't lose it, you're a male or a female. You're one or the other. There's no way around this, legislative-wise, any-wise. Understand, lock that in. If you don't lock that in, you're going to lose, I guarantee, not only lose now, you're going to lose forever. Hang on. So Luke, God, what did you do with the seed of the woman? And we came along, here's the woman of the tribe of Judah, etc. David, I should say. Luke chapter 1. May I go please directly in verse 34, which you're familiar with, concerning his birth. Verse 34, chapter 1 of Luke. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How can I possibly have a child without the man? Verse 35. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost which shall come upon thee, and the power shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now here's Mary, young girl. She's going to have a child, and the child is going to be, by way of the Spirit of God's awesome, because that's the way he said it had to be. Think of Sunday school, verse Isaiah 7:14 and that, born of a virgin, etc., etc., etc. Wow. So here she is, born of a woman. Woman, that's right. The Son of Man, from the foundation of forever, had to be born before anything was ever made of a woman. God created Adam and Eve, male and female created he them, to have a woman, to have a man, to have the Son of Man, to have God in the flesh. The most low, not God as an angel, God as a man. Wow. Now, so in the light of that, and by the way, while you're here, in case we miss it, in verse chapter 2, picking up chapter 1, I should say, slide up, if you would, to verse 28, 1 and 28. And God encouraging Mary in verse 28, and the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Among all women, you are blessed. Now, that's an awesome thing. Highly favored means highly favored, graced, highly, most graced, most highest grace. His grace, it's the most grace. Wow. And it is used of you if you're saved. Hang on to that. We'll kick it up, Lord willing. Now, in the light of that, in the light of all of that, over if you would please, in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 1. And if I can get it. And Ephesians chapter 1, if I can, in verse 6, where you see it. He's speaking to the church, the believers, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us believers in the church age, accepted. Do you see the word accepted? That is the word highly favored. Same word. Highly favored. Highly graced. Favored. Now, here's all the mothers. And being a mother in the midst of ups and downs historically and all of that, everything, a mother's. Now, but she was blessed of all mothers. A, she was conceived. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, the highest, mostest, bestest God in the flesh, in a perfect humanity. You can't get higher than that. She had the top spot. And you, if you're saved, are highly blessed. You mothers, ladies, girls, you're just ordinary producing humans with all the problems. But, when you came to know Christ as your Savior, you were elevated to be like Mary, only higher in Christ. Blessed of all people on earth, including Moses, Aaron, David. Wow. Now, in the light of that, and you recall, without doing that, God in his one, think of Galatians 4:4, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. So that God, you did all of these things. And you have wonderful, wonderful order. Order. First Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians and chapter 11, reminding you and myself. What am I to know? Male and female. Don't even mess with that. There is no such other thing. Male, female, man, woman, mother, father. It's the way it is. All the rest is foolishness. Now, unbelief. Here in 1 Corinthians 11, you would recall, going directly in the light of the context, verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. So, say it quickly, God, the Son of God, in the perfect humanity of Christ, God, Christ, God, you created Adam, and if we took time to read Genesis 2, and you took out of Adam the woman. The woman is out of Adam in order to complete the man, the woman, together. So we got God, Christ, man, woman. That's your order. There is no other order. And that's how it is. And out of it came us, humans. Wow. Now, so God, in the light of that order, in the light of that, we're to honor that. We're to honor that order in a most awesome way, to honor it. And they don't want to go in all the different groups and different women's lib and all of those different things in all kinds of ways, you know, and we lose it because we don't understand. I'm a person. God created me before the foundation of the world and sees me. God brought me forth into life at this time in this part of history to be this part of history, the church, in a very most special way. God brought me here. And in God's bringing me here, God made it so that I am to have recognize His wonderful order. Where did I come from? I came from a mother. Where did mother come from? She came from an Adam. Where did Adam come from? She came from God. That's what she did. That's God's order. So we order that. We don't mess around with it. That's the way it is. God, Christ, man, woman, in a most awesome way, a most wonderful way. Wow. So we don't want to lose that. No. And in the light of that, and in the light of that, it doesn't say God, Christ, man, man. It doesn't say God, Christ, woman, woman. It doesn't say it a different way, man, male, female, woman, mother. It doesn't say man, man. It doesn't say woman, woman. Anywhere. That's all. I'll say it straightway. Stupid. That's right. Absolutely stupid to say that. You have to be a bird brain. Well, a bird would have a better brain. A better brain. It's rebellion. That's what it is. Plain, old-fashioned rebellion. Now, back to the order. Going back, I need to go back a little bit in history. I was going to try to find some of the old things I had, but I didn't have time to do so. Now, I want to go back to the Great Depression, World War, World War II, and Korean War. That's called the traditionalist. Those are people that lived during that era, that time history. They lived during that time. And in the process, they lived. It's called the Greatest Generation. You know, World War II, wow. Nothing like it, wow. Now, having said that, here's World War. Do you know what it was like back then? No, you may not. But mothers were different. Motherhood, I lived a little bit then, and I know. The whole thing was different. I couldn't find it today. We don't have the mentality. We don't have the history. We don't have the background. It's all gone. Hang on. The problem comes. We go from the traditionalist. We go to the baby boomers. And the baby boomers, the civil rights, Vietnam, 60s, 70s. And the baby boomers. And the baby boomers, 60s. Remember we lived through that rugged, awful 60s, mid-60s. Wow. Horrible. Ruining, changing government, changing schools, changing missions, changing churches. It changed everything. The radicals, they won. They won. They gave a disease, infectious plague, and it went, and they won. Our government yielded. People yielded. They didn't need to yield. You remember the, different fads all through history. How many people can you fit in a phone booth? How many people can you fit in a phone booth, you know? And that's a fad. And but we no one copied that. No one copies that. But this other they did. They copied it. Now, hang on. So we go from the traditionalists to the baby boomers. And then we go to Generation X. And Generation X, 1965, 1980. Generation X comes along. We're sliding along now in history. And then we come to the millennials. Millennials, 1981, following. The millennials, we come millennials. And then we come to Generation Zers. Z as in zebra, zebras, 22 and under. We got that age. And they're the ones that you read about in the writings of the people analyzing, you know. They have the attention span of a nanosecond. I thought that was pretty good. Now, in the process of all of that, here we are. Now, I want you to say, if you look out the window, read the newspaper, watch the world you live in, is the world of the Generation Zers like the world of the traditionalists? Isn't it all gone? All that I just went through in history, it's all gone. Isn't it all gone? Absolutely. And to make it harder to get this, we're living in an electronic age that is like this, going up to the 10th power, way up like that. Wow, exponential. That's right. Do you know what? When you used to go up years ago, you had time to be 5 years old. You had time to be 5 years old and struggle through and battle with all the kids' competition at five, and then you became 10. And you battled through at 10. You had time to grow up and develop. Now, it's like this, and you don't have time to grow up. You're forced into, at little kids, forced into thinking about things, considering things that you never would have even dreamed of. You'll laugh at this probably. Do you know, back when I was going to school, it was not good for us, for the gang, to date a girl. Do you understand that? Now, we aren't little kids either. But you have to understand, you're in the gang. You're in the gang. And you don't. Remember tennis? No, here's another thing. Tennis? Who would play tennis? Sissies play tennis. Do you understand? The world's different. All different, awesomely different. And we had time to grow up. You don't have time to grow up. You don't have time because you're just understanding something and the whole world around you that you're looking at is traveling. Now, what's history going to be like for the next generation? When it comes to anything, including Mother's Day, we don't even know. No, we don't. And we don't know the difference that we're missing it. If we knew we were missing it, we don't know we're missing it. How can you miss something if you never had? If you never had a special something, fruit or something, you don't miss it. You don't miss it at all. Wow. No, not until you have it. So God is the generation. We're looking at him. So what have we got? Mother's Day. And we remember years ago we used to even do it. We used to do it over there and here. We used to do all those things. A little more something above others. If I did that today, you'd all be embarrassed, for the most part. Now, because it isn't that important. Oh, it's going to give you another thing. I didn't mean to. Oh, so many things. Do remember now, in the world of economy, education, jobs, work, school, everything is going to be what? Gender orientated. Male, female, neuter, it, whatever you want to be. Gender orientated, strong as can be. That's already out there. You guys out there know better than I do. It's where it's going. And the companies have to conform. They can't find the best worker. They can't find the person that can do the job. They're forced into the gender system. And Google's and all of them, they're all in it. Do you know what that, can you imagine what that's going to create for us? We got people running stuff and doing stuff that don't know what they're doing. They aren't the best people because we can't hire the best people. Therefore, I wanted to try to be an encouragement to you like I have been. Now, what do you want to know? You and I, God, I don't want to lose you. You made me, you made us in your image and likeness, male and female. You hang on to that no matter what other people tell you or they want. They can consider themselves a duck. They can even quack like a duck. They can't be a duck. Do you understand? Is that too hard for you? You can't be a duck if you're not a duck. You got to be a girl, female, male. That's what you got to be. All the rest is a bunch of baloney. Stupid. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. The world's going to pay for what they're doing. Sodom and Gomorrah is going to look like a picnic coming up. We're asking for it, and we're going to get it. Now, having said that little bit, in the need of that, I wanted to go, did God create you? You have to answer that in your head. Did God create you either a male or a female? Do you have that clear in your mind? If it's unclear, get some help. Either you're a male or a female. Is that clear in your mind? Then you qualify to be saved, to know God as your Savior. You qualify to know Him. Do you understand that? You have to qualify. Well, I'm an it. You don't qualify. He saves males and females. That's what He does. That's what He does. He isn't saving its. He isn't saving neuters or nothings. Wow. So God, therefore, may I run by you ever so quickly, but hopefully, just to be stimulated. God, I qualify. You qualify. Qualify for what? I'm going to read it. Ephesians. If someone said, give them an old-fashioned Mother's Day message. No, we don't need an old-fashioned Mother's Day message. That would be irrelevant. What we need to do is understand to benefit in the light of the conditions and circumstances that are ruining humanity's objective and wonderment of being alive on planet Earth. We need to go and get it straight. How are we ever going to get this straight? It's not going to read the newspaper, hear the radio, read a general book. You're going to have to get to God to get it straight. Therefore, Ephesians, in a most wonderful way. Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 1. And you are the quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. That's what God's done. God has died on the cross for us before the foundation of the world. God, and He died literally on Calvary's cross. And he made it possible for us to know him as our Lord and Savior. And therefore, verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened, made us alive together with Christ, for by grace are you saved. That's correct. And then you slide down, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God's a gift. God, I don't have to wonder, am I picked? God, you did it for me before I was ever created. So there's no question, and I qualify a male and female from the line of Adam. No question. Then therefore, I qualify. So God, here I'm looking. Therefore, am I? It's a gift. That's right. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So God, we're looking to you, and you're going to go and do a wonderful thing in the heart of the believing believer. I am, he said, I'm going to be. I want you to be saved. I want you to enjoy being saved. Over to chapter 1 and in verse 7. And I'll read, you know, we read verse 6, accepted, highly favored, hang on to that part, special, special, special people, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So God, you have given us a wonderful relationship to you, and you have forgiven us on Calvary's cross all our sin. So the sin of Adam and all the consequences thereof, you have taken care of on Calvary's cross. That's an awesome thing. And we are highly favored. So it isn't a question, am I going to be the mother I should be, or the father I should be, or the person I should be, the girl I should be, the boy I should be. No, I want to look to you, God, to be, to bring to pass what you have me. You created me to know you, to be a person, to be the person not in the human sense in sin, to be a human in the wonderful sense of your create. You recreated us for what? To be able to know and understand and enjoy you. When you look at us, you find yourself. Wow. So God, you've forgiven us, that's right, and favored us now. And verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So in the Lord Jesus Christ, who we receive as our Savior, he brings us the forgiveness of sin. He makes us highly favored. He is highly favored. He is the Son of God. And in his body, as his believers, we are highly favored, and we are blessed. Blessed, God blessed. And in the process of being blessed, looking to you, God, because you are our wonderful Creator and Savior. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto him the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So have an awesome relationship, that's right. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, a very unique personal relationship that God sees you as a trophy of his grace. God sees you in his Son. And when you're seen in his Son, that's pretty awesome. God places us in the Son of God. We become a new creature in Christ. God, when you see us, you see yourself. That's right. Wow. Now, God, and blessing. How many blessings? All the blessings. And over to chapter 1, and verse 22, you know all this. Verse 22. And the God, the Father, hath put all things under his feet, Christ's feet, and gave him to be the head, he's the head of the body, over all things to the church, which is, you don't have to guess what that is, with church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He's the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He fills all. He does all. So God, have a relationship to you, and you're going to go, the head is going to provide wonderfully for the body. Your whole nervous system and everything is what? Connected to your brain as a human physical body, and your whole system, you know. And you get a little something, a twist or something, which I did, And you know, that sends a message up to my head that I did that. I don't know what I did. I could have bent down. I could have done anything. It doesn't take much. You know, what can I tell you? Wow. My head. My head. Christ, you're the head. What is there about the body you don't know? Nothing. What is it to be part of the body, to take a name out for yourself? That's an awesome thing, Acts 15. Wow, that's what you're doing. That's right. Part of my body. It's the full. I'm the fullness of it. And, wonder of wonders, the body, our Lord, verse 18, the riches, the end of the verse, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? God has given the whosoever's that believe to be his in a very special way as his body. As his body. Is Noah part of it? Nope. Moses? Nope. David? Nope. The millennial? Nope. 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 God, you have done that. That's called grace. That's right. An awesome thing you've done. And you've made us part of your body in a most wonderful way. The fullness, not stingy, full, full. Full means full. That's what it means. Over, if you would, chapter 3. And in chapter 3, in the prayer again, God's wonderful concern. Chapter 3, verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That, 17, Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and all of that, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. To have a unique, awesome relationship to a God who's infinite, invisible, and awesome. And all you can do is enjoy and exercise your wonderful being as a human, looking to God and letting God be your God. Mother, father, brother, sister, whatever, son, daughter, it doesn't matter. No, I want to be the person. That's what it's all about. It wasn't about Eve being a mother. It was about Eve knowing God as her Savior. Now, so here in chapter 3, God, in all the fullness of God, all the, verse 19, the full of all the fullness. So, God, I'm interested. God, here we are. Do we qualify? Yes. To know you? Absolutely. Then we need to know you. We need to honor you. To what measure and extent are you looking to do that? I'm looking to do that, Deuteronomy chapter 4, with all my heart. With all your heart. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. Wow. To be the person I meant you to be. Mother, no. Father, no. Son, daughter, no. Children, no children, many children, no, no. It's about you, the person. You, the person. And we either know him or we don't. We either honor him or we don't. And without that, our generation Z, X, Y, Z, I don't know where they're going to go, in the process. So God, we aren't going to know. And over while you're here, chapter 5, the Spirit of God's wonderful ministry is what? Chapter 5, verse 18. Be not drunk with wine where it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Filled, full, full, full. Well, what do you want, God? I want you to be full. The Spirit of God's ministry. It isn't you making it happen. It isn't you qualifying and doing it. It's God. God brings the fullness. God brings God in. God makes God God. You don't make God God. God makes himself. God is God. And that's what he does in a most awesome way. Now, having said that, in all of his fullness, all we're doing is just quickly making you have to think for a minute. God, whatever you've done, whatever you have in mind from the foundation of the world is awesome for us, the church, in his body. Wow, that's correct. It's very awesome. And, sliding over chapter 5, sliding down, if I can, to verse 30. I'll read verse 29. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth, cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. The head, body, God, you cherish the church like we cherish our arms, ears, nose, and legs. Verse 30. For reason, we are members, 5:30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. And it isn't about marriage. It isn't about children. It isn't about mother, father. No, all of that is going to disappear. If any man love father, mother more than me, what? He cannot be my disciple. I didn't come to send peace, Matthew 10. I came to send a sword to divide, literally divide, mother, father, husband, division. Having said that, you got to put the other side of the coin, because it's most important, God said, get free from your earthly connections that hold you down. Look to me. I created you. You're going to die. Every relationship, everything you have on planet Earth stays, like in burial. You bring all your baggage, all your everything, and you leave it in the dust in the ground. You take nothing in, and you take nothing out, period. So God, here we are. Now, in the process, we have a unique relationship to you, and Exodus 20, other side of the coin, the fifth commandment, 20:12, honor thy father and what? And thy mother. That's the fifth commandment. Because how are you going to get to God? Because you came from whom? You didn't come from an overgrown leaf. You didn't come from a chemical reaction. You came from a woman, a mother, father. Honor them. Otherwise, you don't get to me. The first, the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, those commandments are based on what? The first four commandments to get to God. How are you going to get to God? You have to be born of parents, male and female. So you can, what, you're going to honor? If you don't honor them, then you're saying, I'm a product of an overgrown accident. No, you're not. Not at all. You're an awesome thing. Is that all right to say that? Awesome critter. How's that? God did that for you. Wow. Now, in closing, over. Appreciate your patience. Do you understand? I would love to do mothers and flowers and do all the little different things. And I just gave you, Jeanette, some little lilacs, didn't I? That's it for the year. Now, Romans chapter 5. God, the love of God that overrides, all we can do is bathe in it, like in the middle of the ocean. That's all. All we can do, God, it's beyond us. And our dumb world misses it totally. Romans chapter 5, picking up, please, if I may. And I'll start, for time's sake, if I can, in verse 2. For whom? By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So we got grace, glory, and hope. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, pressure, squeezing, all kinds of difficulties. In tribulations also, knowing that tribulation, all kinds of difficulties, work patience, bearing up under the load. You live through it, take your pain pills, do whatever you're doing, and work through it, and work, keep working on and working it out. That's right. And patience, verse 4, patience, working it out, produces a wonderful experience. A wonderful experience. How can you know what it is to hurt if you don't hurt? How can you know what it is to be sad if you don't have something to get sad about? How can you know anything if you don't go through it? You can't. You can't read about it. It isn't going to happen. No, you can read about it, but it has to happen. Otherwise, it's just a story in a book, words in a book, God. So we're looking. So we have to go through bearing up, living reality on planet Earth with all the ups and downs as it heads more and more in the wrong direction. And Patience, experience, verse 4, experience produces hope, fully expectant, anticipating, making, not ashamed, no sir, no sir, you'll never be disappointed, because, why not? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. And the Spirit of God's wonderful ministry, love, joy, peace, Spirit of God's wonderful ministry is to love you. Now, you couldn't find anyone that loves you like that. I know you can't. I'm not even guessing at it. There's no way on earth no one loves you like that. No one could love you like that. It's impossible. And God says, I want you to know me so I can love you. I want to be able to love you and accomplish what? The wonderful plan and purpose I have for creating you. So mothers, we wouldn't be here without you. No, sir. Nope. Nope. God, and we understand mothers. And God, we honor. When we honor the mother, what are we doing? We're sliding all the way back to Exodus 20. We're sliding all the way back, all the way up to heaven, where you're seated in the, as the perfect resurrected Christ, seated at the right hand of God. Wow. Here we are, God. Wow. It's very special. Special people. Wow. Privileged people. Just to be human. And if you could do it, I don't want you to. If you could raise your hand and say, I qualify. I'm qualified for all those benefits. Can you? No, don't do it. If you could raise your hand, I qualify. I do. Wow. She could not give. She could not give her children gold, so she gave them faith to have and hold. She could not give them royal birth, a name renowned throughout the earth. But she gave them seeds in a garden spot and shade trees and the sun, when the sun was hot. She could not give a silver spoon or servants waiting night and noon. She gave them love and listening ear and told them God was always near. She could not give them ocean trips aboard majestic sailing ships, but she gave them books and quiet time, adventures found in prose and rhyme. She could not give them world things, but what she gave was fit for kings. For with her faith and book and sod, she made each child aware of God. That's right. The greatest heritage you have. My father wasn't saved till later, but my father honored God all the way. I never had a question. They weren't saved. My parents weren't. Not at the beginning. No. But they honored God. You can't beat it. If I'm going to give anything to you, it's going to be God. An understanding of God. That's my legacy. To know him. Our Father and God, thank you for the patience of these dear people. Encourage their heart and their head. God is an awesome thing. We live in an awesome age. Conditions are horrible where they're going. But all of that being missing the good, it is not lost. You're right here to make it all happen to any whosoever that would believe. God, thank you very, very, very much. And for those who know you not as Lord and Savior, convict, convince them that they might receive you as their Savior, that they might, being qualified, that they might be saved. And our God, we're going to thank you for all of this. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen.